State track and field coming up later today at UW La Crosse. And in the studio with you, we have three members of the Ithaca Weston coaching staff. We have Brenda Walton, we have Julie Thompson, Gina Lorenz here as well on a day when we get ready for track. Well, we'll start with you, Brenda. As you get ready for the day, do you have your pep talk all arranged and everything?
Gee, there's always a pep talk, but I think my words to the boys this year is that they know what their assignment is, so to speak. They know what needs to be done. I ask them what their goals are, and they usually tell me they broke the school record at sectionals by almost 10 seconds. So their goal was to break the school record, but I'm thinking, oh, it's just going to be like an 8:30. But then they started giving me their times that they were going to run. They were right on, and they ended up running 8:23.06, which was big. That record has stood for 8 years. So that was their first goal of the season, and they have bigger goals coming up for the state meet. A lot of it is having the confidence and knowing that they can get out there and actually do it. They've told me what their times are going to be, so if they do that, then they should get on the podium. So we'll see what happens. I'm very proud of them. They've become sometimes almost too independent, but it's better to have them independent and knowing what to do than to always depend on someone else to tell them what needs to be done. So I'm very proud of them.
Some of the times that you talk about now with track and field, Brenda, 20 years ago, some of these times would have been heard of. I mean, these are really improving times, aren't
they?
Oh,
yeah. It's just incredible. And a lot of that is science. They've been able to actually tie a lot of science to running. I mean, I remember back when I ran my first marathon back in 1980, nutrition wasn't even heard of back then to take during a race. And now that's what's going to fuel you and get you to have a better performance. So it's just amazing what they have figured out that the human body can actually do. So, yeah.
So you're more likely to ask them what they ate today sometimes too. Right?
Exactly. It's like, what'd you eat for breakfast? Because like, oh, I didn't eat breakfast. Well, that's your first meal of the day. That's what's starting to fill up your tank for your race or your workout or whatever you're planning to do.
It's exciting. 4x8 relay team. Julie Thompson, maybe you could drop the names of the relay team.
So Clayton Lee is our senior on this team. He's a returning state meet contender. He's been at the meet. This will be his third trip there. And then we have juniors Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Boland, Ethan Burkram. It's his first year in track since middle school. Our alternates are Braden Burns, who actually ran it at the regional, and Peyton Brown. Peyton's a sophomore at Ithaca. He also played baseball this year. Braden's a freshman.
Yeah, so good group of athletes. And Brenda, there's no accident that these are some cross-country runners too, aren't they?
Yeah, I got to thinking this last week, the relay team that has qualified for Richland Center, which is, I'll give them a shout-out. Good job, boys. Ryan Stedler, Kiernan Culver, Robbie... Budden, yep, those three are seniors, and then their freshman is Owen Dreyer, who was conference champ and sectional champ for cross country this last season. So to have those four competing along with three on our relay, and actually Braden Burns, who is an alternate, also ran cross country. And I'll give a shout out to Braden. He is running phenomenal for a freshman. He's running really well. He's running times that Clayton didn't run when he was a freshman. So very proud of them all. So good luck, Richland Center.
It's interesting, Julie, because you talk about, the school district lines and that kind of thing. But I think track is one of those things where you kind of root for each other very well, don't you?
It's really easy to do that, I think. Track and cross country are really unique that they allow the athletes to meet kids from other teams. Clayton has some, and my sons have some lifelong friends that they've met through cross country and track. And it really does lend itself easily to, because you can put yourself in their shoes, literally. You know, you're alone on a track. Yes, you're competing against each other, but it's that competition that pushes each other to do more and to do better. It's just really really unique that way. And yes, you're cheering on and you're competing against, but it's because of those competitors that you're able to achieve your goals. You know, if you're running in a race all by yourself, it's going to be hard to hit some of those personal bests or achieve some of those goals you've set for yourself. But, you know, we saw at the sectional and a lot of races, those kids run against each other all year. And it's because of that camaraderie, but also that friendly competition. That's what pushes them to achieve.
You bet. Gina Lorenz, let's put the spotlight a little bit on Clayton Lee and his career. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit for us.
Well, Clayton's been an outstanding athlete these past 4 years in both sports. He's, of course, a senior this year. He gels well with the team. The kids work well with him. He's kind of like the, I don't know if you want to call it the top squirrel.
The goofy older brother.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, maybe the goofy older brother. Yes. Yes, but they do bond well together. He bonds very well with kids from other schools. So you have the Brookwood boy. You have quite a few Kickapoo kids. I mean, they're all like brothers. They're competitors, but they're very good friends. And at sectionals, one of the photos that Coach Thompson took was Landon Turgeson. They ran the 2 mile together, and you could see him laying on the infield, and they were holding hands. It was their last. It was a cool moment. Yes.
That's awesome. From Kickapoo LaFarge.
Yes. Yeah.
They're taking, like, their whole team.
Yes. Landon qualified, too, so he'll be at the state meet both in individual and in relay events.
Yeah, that is awesome. And Clayton had all of those points. He did so well. It was on his birthday when sectional.
Correct. Yes, it was his birthday that day.
Yeah, and the thing of it is with him is that it isn't just in season, man. He runs 365 days a year.
Correct.
He?
That's what you have to do in order to be that good.
So have you looked at the other times, Gina, and you're looking at how everybody's going to rank? And
well, we were hoping to be in the fast heat, but we're the number one in the second heat, but it's still possible. The numbers are all kind of whoever shows up that day. Whoever's prepared mentally and physically and ready to run.
So they have to get, and there's only one running of this, right?
There's only one running.
Yeah.
It's the best time.
And they're going to be running later today, Friday, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what
time? We're hoping at 3:30.
We're hoping at 3:30.
But with the weather.
We're not going to jinx it anyway.
No.
I thought you said you weren't going to talk about the weather.
We're not going to. She said that.
Oh, she said that. Okay.
But we have had rain delays before.
And nothing new. Right?
No,
exactly.
No.
So you eventually.
Yes.
But I think as an athlete, sometimes it's hard because you mentally prepare and then all of a sudden, no, you're delayed 2 hours. So you got to kind of take that into account,
don't
you?
Correct.
So good deal. Well, it's been a rewarding year, hasn't it?
Very, very. But we're not done yet.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that you guys had too is you had pretty good numbers for the boys, especially.
Yeah.
Right?
We had a nice batch of boys. We could use a few more girls, of course. We only had 4 girls to do the whole season. So, and one was an exchange student, so she's gone already. So, yeah.
Working on those middle schoolers, I presume.
Then. We're hoping so.
Yeah. And Julie, what's your role in all this? Are you kind of the fire-up person then today?
I'm the hype person.
Yeah?
I would say I'm the hype person. I primarily work with the sprinters and the jumpers, and that this year it wasn't one of our main focuses, but we had some inexperienced and younger runners this year, so that kind of breaks things down a little bit more, and you're working more on form, and you're working more on some of the fundamentals that maybe they hadn't worked on before. You know, with high school, they're all growing bodies. So what you have even at the beginning of the season isn't necessarily what you always have at the end. But I've seen a tremendous amount of growth in our underclassmen and our new to track runners. Track isn't just showing up and running. I think that's a huge misconception. Oh, I'm fast in whatever sport you think you're fast in, but so is everybody else. And track is you're jumping, running, throwing against other people who have the same resources, well, maybe not as we do, but you know, you still have to hone those skills. You can't just show up with a discus in your hand and chuck it. You know, there's form involved, and so I've really been encouraged by some of the newcomers we've had this year. Being able to work on them and kind of polish some of the rough edges has been really rewarding.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's a good point. I mean, you have your top athletes, you have your Clayton and Lee's, but sometimes it's more rewarding to see the growth for the athletes
come out
for the first time.
And we've had a lot of growth this year. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Braden Burns as a freshman, but also he didn't do middle school cross country or track. So as a freshman, quite literally was his first, you know, platform. He did some fun runs with his family, and he was already a really quick runner, but we've had to work with him on form, talk to him about nutrition, getting good rest, getting your mindset right. And even like Ethan Burkram, I mentioned, he did track briefly in middle school. Working with them, okay, yes, you've got talent, you're athletic, this is what we can do to make you faster, to help make those goals achievable, help you set goals you didn't know you were trying to reach. And especially for our relay team, that's really unique, being able to find 4, 5, 6 really fast 800 runners. That's pretty unique. Mm-hmm. And we have 8 in our community.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the interesting thing, Brenda, is the 800 used to be like, let's pace myself and then have a good kick at the end, but it's a sprint anyway.
It really is. And, you know, we had Sam Jones in the 800 at sectionals, and he knew that it was going to be a long shot with his time going in, because they look at those times and they're like, they hold their breath and their eyes get real big. But, you know, he ran really well. I mean, it's about intestinal fortitude as far as getting through that race and what you're willing to put your body through. That's what it's all about. You know, there's always this debate about what's the hardest event in track, and some will say the 10,000 meters, some will say the 5, a lot of them will say the 800, because it pretty much is turning into almost a sprint. I mean, our conference, or our sectional meet, I think the slowest time that advanced was 2 minutes. I mean, the top 4 guys were all in, one was under 2 minutes, and all the other 3 were 2 minutes, so, and mm-hmm. some tenths of a second. So it's just incredible of what these young kids can do. I mean, they dream about, you know, that Olympic 800 runner. You ran indoor championships as a junior in high school that runs 1:44. Mm-hmm. It's like, that is just unreal. But they see that and they're like, anything is possible. It's just like the guy running under 2 hours, the two guys running under 2 hours in the marathon at London. Once it's done, more people are going to be able to start doing it. So that's the fascinating and fun thing about track and field, is they see someone else do it, it's possible.
In the 4x8 at this point, you know, very little separates these teams, as Gina mentioned. You know, mm-hmm. what do you got to do? You know, the exchanges have to be good and everything like that. But can you do anything to kind of hone that down a little bit?
It's just, a lot of it is just confidence and knowing their bodies and what they're capable of doing. And that's what it's all about. You know, I watch them in workouts and they're in such great shape. They have good endurance. They're getting better at dealing with that lactic acid that starts building up on that second lap and pushing through it. But it is confidence. And once they see that they can run that fast, it makes it so much easier for them the next time. But yeah, handoffs. I mean, we probably lost a second or two at sectionals on one of the handoffs. We're fixing it. So hopefully it will go better at state. So yeah.
It's a very fun sport to watch, and I know you have all kinds of weather. You have 4 seasons of weather during the track season, Gina.
that's true.
But, you know, you go from, like, let's say meet number 1, and, you know, maybe you have 6 people there cheering you on, and then you go to the stadium in La Crosse, and the roar of the crowd, do you have to kind of talk to the athletes about that a little bit? About not being, like, overcome by the atmosphere?
Correct. And just, I mean, you see the facility, you see the people, you know that it's 3 divisions there. I mean, we're not competing against each other, but it's like, it's just an amazing experience. Even alone, just UWL. I mean, they're both national champions. So, I mean, the talent that comes out of this area is just amazing. So, it's just an awesome weekend to shine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think you will. And it's amazing. We've talked many times about, you know, lack of facility. You know, you don't actually have a track.
Right.
But you've had your share of state champions and happy bus rides home from La Crosse,
yes.
Haven't you?
Yes. Yes. Yep. It's always a fun time.
And we'll hope that this year it is as well. We'll be watching for that.
Yes. So. Keep our fingers crossed. Thank you to everyone that has supported us this season. parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, the people that came out and cheered on the team. It means a lot to the kids and to us.
Anything else either of you would like to say, Julie or Brenda?
I know we've had some anonymous donors contribute to our feed the athletes funds.
It's okay to say feed the animals.
Feed the animals a little bit. And I just would like to thank them. Also, Christy and Bill Troxel are extremely generous. We have a lot of employers in our community that let their the parents of the kids leave early. And Tanya Burkram, or Tanya Vondren, is going to put some signs out at Rockwell. We're going to have some signs on the boulevard that Hennick Printing is making for us. I'm going to give a shout out to my mom. She purchased those. Ryan's going to have a surprise out at Jones's. So we're going to have a little motorcade coming through town if anybody wants to cheer him on. And
wonderful.
Yeah. It's hard when they don't always get a chance. Track is a smaller, maybe a smaller venue, even though it's a bigger crowd at state. But it's not the whole team that goes often. So I think it's really important that the Richland Center and the Ithaca kids and the Kickapoo kids, the Lafarge kids, get a chance. Riverdale's got a girl going in pole vault. They put the work in too. It's not maybe a team sport, but they're putting in the hard work just like the team sport kids are too. So
you bet. Brenda, anything else you want to add in conclusion?
Oh, no, I want to wish all the athletes good luck. Run fast, and most of all, make memories and have a fun time. Same thing, shout out to Richland Center's 4x8, and then Owen Dreyer in the 32, and then Danica Pauls, who also qualified in the pole vault. I wish them all the luck as well.
Good. Well, hopefully it's just a happy homecoming for everybody then. Thanks, you guys. Good luck. We'll let you get on the bus here.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay, thank you.
Brenda Walton, Julie Thompson, Gina Lorenz representing Ithaca West and Track on WRCO.